This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
My soul to the devil, I sold it for fortune and for fame. Well, I'm starting to regret my decision. I wish I had my soul back again.
Why do you still do it? Why are you still out here?
Well, it goes back to the destiny thing. I made a tough bargain with it. You know, long time ago, and I'm holding up my hand.
Well, I sold it to the chief commander. In this world, and a world we just don't see. Well, I'm keeping up my end of the bargain, and this will be my destiny. Yes, I sold my soul to the devil. I sold it for fortune and for fame. Well, I'm starting to regret my decision. I wish I had my soul back again.
What was your bargain to get where I am now?
Should I ask who you made the bargain with?
with the chief commander.
On this earth?
And on this earth, and then in a world we can't see.
Well, the devil gave me things I'd always dreamed of. In fact, that dude wrote all of my songs. They were magically crafted from the darkest of realms. The wizard makes you blind and sing along. So sing along, cause I sold my soul to the devil. I sold it for fortune and for fame. Well, I'm starting to regret my decision. I wish I had my soul back again.
Try to sit down and write something like that. There's a magic to that, and it's not Siegfried and Roy kind of magic. You know, it's a different kind of a penetrating magic.
Well, I wish I never went to those crossroads to make a deal that got me where I am. Look into my eyes, you can see I'm dead inside. My soul is gone and I'm a broken man. Cause I sold my soul to the devil. I sold it for fortune and for fame. Yeah, I'm starting to regret my decision. Yeah, I wish I had my soul back again.
All right, we are Cindy Erie Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network, December 12th, 2021. Kind of interesting, isn't it? It kind of reminds me of December 21st, 2012. Kind of a anagram of the end of the Mayan long count some years back that everybody was wigging out about. Conspiracy music guru just dropped that Bob Dylan kind of expose song, which is pretty good rendition. Well, sounds pretty much like Bob Dylan, but that's conspiracy music guru. A couple days ago dropped that Bob Dylan song, which I've played that 60 minute stuff a few times over the years, but it really really encapsulates where we are now, doesn't it, with these goofballs in the government, the media whores, good old Chris Wallace going to Heap, son of Mike Wallace. Everybody have everybody hated him over there, you know, that watches Fox News, because he's such a slime, such a just a fabricator, a gaslighter, a liar. You know, half the crew at Fox is dirtbags. I mean, look at this. I mean, CNN and MSNBC and Kramer over there at CNBC. I played some of his stuff late recently. These people are losing their minds, or they've been ordered to play like they're losing their minds. Either way, but if you paying attention to these video platforms, you're just seeing these people in Australia and Britain and these other countries just the slimiest of the slimy, the lowest of the low, really just, I don't like to sound harsh, but really undeserving to live among us. And they say the same thing about it. I'm watching some of these German cops talk to German citizens, and there's a real, in some of these countries, there's a real brainwashing. The Aussie police, the German police, I'm sure the Austrians, the French, we're seeing them go around and play this passport game and vax proof game, and New York PD and LA, and I think the LA sheriff's really backing away from this, but the head of the union for the LA sheriff's deputies, like, stay out, don't even come here. The police are in a strange place. They've been revenue generating. They've been goaded on and on by their bosses in politics to do more and more goofy crap. And then the progressive Marxist nuts just go ahead and let's pull the whole rug out from under the cops. And now we're witnessing the implosion of, they talk about the thin blue line. Well, guess what? The thin blue line, the squad and the BLM and the Antifas, they want to remove the thin blue line. And now Antifa in parts of Europe are becoming semi-enforcers, are attempting to, at least, for the political structure. And really wanting to assist with squashing any freedom movements, any anti-mask movements, any anti-lockdown movements. So in certain parts of Europe, they're being inserted into their Cheka NKVD roles, which are awaiting them all over this world. And look, we know that many of them behind the masks are already counterintelligence operatives and so forth and so on. So they are leaders. The reality winner type people are getting sucked into very sensitive areas by the Brennanite types here in the United States. But just think how bad it is in Europe, where there's always been kookery in politics and a real affinity towards Zio-Marxism. Okay, we were insulated from a lot of it for quite a while here in the United States. They couldn't really gain traction until recently, but this has been going on across the Atlantic for a long, long time. You got the Fabians, Antifa and all this stuff started over there with these Jews. And then, of course, what happened with the Russians, of course, and the Red Terror and the Holodomor in the Ukraine. And so we're seeing the unfortunate repetition of the sequence. And, we're all seeing it. At least some of the listeners to this program and the network and other networks, we're seeing it, and it gives you a sick feeling in your stomach to watch this all unfold. And you know, there's some resistance and it's good. There's some small victories here and there in the courts and so forth right now. We'll see. I mean, there's the attorney general here in the state of Missouri, Eric Schmidt, who's running against Eric Greitens, the Rhodes Scholar. Got run out of the governor's seat here by the Soros-funded attorney, Kim Gardner. A lot of skullduggery going on here in my state, but and especially St. Louis City and County. Of course, these prosecutors, these Soros-funded prosecutors, and the move to pull the police severely back from their role of even attempting to keep order. And so now we're seeing a lot of anarchistic behavior. And I mean, the accidents. I was watching some clip from Mike Adams talking to an LA firefighter, and they were talking about vaccidents. Well, I don't know if these are vaccidents, or I don't know if this is lawlessness. I don't know if this is the spirit of rebellion and anarchy in the ether, but it is nuts. I've seen three or four accidents just over the weekend and major pileups. It's like every single day. Strange things with Devin Nunes, okay, big House Intelligence Committee guy. During this whole impeachment and so forth, so he's going to resign from Congress and become Trump's media company CEO. You know, the X-22 folks and all the Q remnants are really, really talking about what's about to happen in these media companies and this acquisition stuff with Trump and all this. And you know, I just. Trump just, I've got a bad taste in my mouth with the guy. Okay. You know, I was always semi-leery of Trump, but I, you know, just because things were so bad under Obama, everybody wanted Trump to become just a middle of the road, just nationalistic, get some things straightened out guy. And some of that materialized, you know, some of these treaties we backed out of and the carbon crap and, you know, got our coal movement going and so forth and so on. And they were about ready to try to shut coal down and all the rest of this. And then all of a sudden they run the COVID operation and here comes the lockdowns and the warp speed and, you know, massive deaths. And these politicians, none of them around the world really want to. There's just such a handful of them that want to even stick their neck out. You've got senators in Australia that got disappeared into one of these. Senator Alex Antic joined Fox News to explain how, despite multiple negative COVID tests, he was sent to a coronavirus detention camp. So this is a senator in, you know, South Australia. I mean, anywhere and anywhere in that country right now, if they get on the wrong side of the wrong think that they're all sucked into, you know, I just sent around the picture of the tranny Jacinda Ardern, the little New Zealand alleged prime minister, smoking meth or crack. And then the Dan Andrews guy cutting up lines and snorting cocaine before he goes and does a press conference. And, I mean, could it be deep fake? Sure, but I doubt it is. I mean, I how they can recruit these people to universally just deep six their populations and commit treason against all of their countries simultaneously in lockstep is quite amazing. And I know a lot of these people are compromised in some sort, you know, sexual sin or drugs or whatever, their true gender identity being revealed, you know, all kinds of things. Just very, very crazy. So, Italy, the new super green pass. You know, Canada's doing this where simultaneously numerous countries are attempting to put the stamp of approval on denying people to go get food and groceries. And so a lot of people are talking the Mark of the Beast parallels here. Okay. So, Mr. Producer, get clip five ready. This is a very short clip about an Italian talking about what's happening in Italy. And so we're seeing Austria, we're seeing Germany, we're seeing Italy, we're seeing Canada and Australia. And it just, the list seems to be growing further and further and further. Of people going full-blown tyrannical and saying, no, you can't even go get nothing to eat inside of some sort of store unless you get, you know, your little proof of being double-jabbed, triple-jabbed, whatever it is in these countries. Go ahead and roll clip five.
Well, the news are not going to tell you, so Delta is going to tell you. If you are in Italy and you are not vaccinated, you are house arrest. Yeah. They can block your bank account, get on suspension from work, can grocery shopping. If you go to any public events, you are stopped by police and asked of your green pass, they call it. What a coincidence. Yeah, let that sink in. You can just walk down the street and they'll stop you and ask you for your card. And if you don't have it, you either get fined or house arrest. Sounds like the definition of freedom if you are a Democrat. That's it for now. The Italian edition.
All right. Italy, home of the Vatican. Home of the Corgesu, the headquarters of the Jesuits. Vatican City, the first country to really force everybody there to get the hit. Now, did they have the lots all straightened out for the elites not to get, you know, the did they got the placebos type thing? Okay. Leo Zagami, Newsmax scoop on the dying of Pope Francis. Okay. So this week, a Vatican source told John Gizzi, chief political columnist and White House correspondent from Newsmax, that Pope Francis is dying and will not survive beyond 2022. Of course, one must be very careful with this kind of shocking news, which was not reported by any other news outlet since Newsmax published it on the 7th of December. However, we also must admit and keep in mind that John Gizzi, that's an Italian name, so it's kind of interesting, is a very credible source. What his background is, I don't know, and I'll have to kind of dig into Mr. Gizzi, I don't know. I'm sure he pronounces it Gizzi, because I'm sure he doesn't want it pronounced Jizzy. Anyway, journalistically speaking, who has been defined as a man who knows everyone in Washington, and Gizzi, who has appeared on countless radio and TV shows in American Europe, is also the recipient of the William A. Rusher Award for Journalistic Excellence. It was named Journalist of the Year by CPAC in 2002. For this reason, we should take Gizzi's source and his shocking statement on the possibility of Pope Francis dying in the next few months very seriously. And even a consummate Vatican insider like myself, as Alex Jones liked to describe me, sees the shocking statement made by Gizzi's source as credible, mainly because it confirms what I wrote in the new Italian-ish edition of Pope Francis, the last pope, question mark. that I published at the end of October this year, in which I exposed the cover-up and lies about Pope Francis' colon surgery and his 10-day post-operative stay in the hospital, that the Vatican tried to sell to us a routine planned operation with no long-term consequences that only some journalists saw as a turning point in his papacy. The Vatican's daily update made no mention of cancer being detected during an examination of the tissue removed from Francis' colon to not alarm the Catholic faithful, pressing the media to write he was instead cancer-free. And only some Vaticanists expressed concern that this surgery had not been announced days or weeks in advance, as would have been customary. In the article in question, published by Newsmax, Gizzi writes that a secretary of one of the most powerful Vatican cardinals told him in a straightforward manner that Pope Francis is dying. Furthermore, Gizzi asserts that sources inside the Vatican do not expect Francis to see the end of next year, 2022, are in pre-conclave mode. The news was also tweeted with the phrase, "Vatican preps for conclave. Pope is dying," by Alex Salvi, the official foreign correspondent for Newsmax station in Rome, who prior to Newsmax hosted a nightly primetime show that covered the convergence of media and politics on One America News Network. Okay. Without more details, one can only speculate as to what exactly the situation is, but Francis is said to be terminally ill and not expected to live another 13 months because of the expansion of colorectal cancer. And let's keep in mind that the Pope was vaccinated less than a year ago. Well, I'll say allegedly to that. The vaccine seems to have both helped increase in his sciatica condition that I talked about earlier this year and his alleged cancer. All right, for this reason, blah, 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 blah. And Sagami's saying to know once again that the next pope will be Ghanaian Cardinal Peter Turkson, and the conclave has already been rigged in his favor by Pope Francis. Now, this is a black guy. It'll be the first black pope, meaning black skin from African, and his name is Peter, which is very, very interesting, because with the whole Saint Malachi, the prophecy of the popes, and so forth and so on, some of these people into the eschatological side of this prophecy of the popes are looking for the last pope to be named Peter. And so that's very, very interesting. Okay. Now, talking about the cancer and incidents, you know, Dr. Ryan Cole, I played all that stuff when his kind of video started breaking weeks ago. And so from Global Research, the incidence of cancer triggered by the COVID-19 quote unquote vaccine. Coincidence, the key word. Okay. And it's a long article talking about more and more testimonies coming in, that more and more people that were in remission or so forth and so on, their cancers came back. Sadly, there seems to be three situations: the appearance of a cancer rapidly after the injection, 2 weeks to a few months, and very progressive in a person who has previously been free of known carcinological pathologies. Two, the resumption of cancer in a patient who has been in complete remission for several months or years. Three, the rapid, even explosive evolution of a cancer that is not yet controlled. Beyond the testimonies that are pouring in from relatives and friends on social networks, Swiss newspapers finally addressed this subject in a broader way. Can COVID cause vaccines cause cancer? In some cases, the answer seems to be yes. Certainly, as there's no evidence that COVID vaccines themselves are carcinogenic. However, it has been shown that in up to 50% of vaccinees, COVID vaccines can induce temporary immunosuppression or immune dysregulation that can last for about a week or possibly longer. Okay. Further, the vaccines have been shown to reprogram, i.e. influence, adaptive and innate immune responses, in particular to downregulate the so-called TLR4 pathway, which is known to play an important role in the immune response to infections and cancer cells. And I'm not going to read the whole rest of the article, but we're seeing more and more corroboration that this is one of the many facets of these injections, okay? Immunosuppression and then opening people up to cancers. You know, it's just a shame. So we're seeing this 33-year-old guy from the number 33 there, kind of interesting, from the Denver Broncos, a retired receiver, wide receiver star that won the Super Bowl the same year Peyton Manning was there. He dies in his home. No telling whether, you know, it was the vax or whatever, whether he was, you know, having a little fun, doing a little nose candy, and somebody put him some hot fentanyl in there. It's really, really hard to say. DJ Charles the First, Charles Elias Ingalls, 25 years old, Nashville hotel room, just died. And he was scheduled to play a place called the Caverns in Nashville, big, I guess, music venue. And the guy was kind of a electronica, kind of hip-hop, electronica DJ, 25, dies allegedly in his sleep. Now, of course, these guys are known for ingesting controlled substances, or you would want to say, I guess, in these days, uncontrolled substances, due to the fact that so many people think they're getting an upper and they're getting a fentanyl dose that kills them. And so any of you got young people in your lives that like to party? A friend of mine that I worked with, one of his little nephews, was at some sort of a kind of a rave party within the last 6 months. Thought he was taking some quote unquote Molly or MDMA or ecstasy or E, what, you know, all the different terms for MDMA. And, something happened with him, and then he's dead. Okay, it's probably slipped some fentanyl in there or whatever. So they're throwing this stuff in everywhere because the Chinese and the usual suspects that run shipping and, you know, all the shell corporations and everything else got to kill these white goy over here, and sometimes blacks and others they get in the caught in the crossfire, okay? And it's just, you know, the drug game is the drug game. And, you know, back when I was in my 20s, I'm just so glad none of this was really happening, because I might not be here. So Miss Omarova, or Mr. Omarova, Saul Omarova, the withdraws their comptroller nomination. So this was going to get shot down. And this tranny-looking Asian Marxist individual from Soviet era, Soviet Union, not going to be the comptroller of our currency. But what's that really going to matter? I mean, these people are... the destruction of the country is very, very, I can feel that it's pretty close at hand. January 6th attorney, this is on Gateway Pundit, undercover law enforcement officer passed out weapons to J6 protesters who were later arrested, clear entrapment. So J6 attorney Joseph McBride joined Tucker Carlson Monday night to discuss the ongoing persecution of the January 6th protesters. So he's representing several of these people, and he went on to discuss the video footage he saw from inside the Capitol tunnel on the afternoon of January 6th. McBride also was looking for several federal operatives who were observed that day. Mr. McBride accused Agent Redface 45 with entrapping Trump supporters that day. And here's what he said. Let me just call one of these people out, someone who was tagged on the internet by sedition hunters as Redface 45. This is someone who's dressed in Trump gear, in MAGA gear. And we'll cover this on the other side. But it's another one of these co-intel undercovers that are always at all these operations. And we'll get to it on the other side of the break. Keep listening.
The truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
45 character, the January 6th thing. So he's painted MAGA red, Trump hat, make America blah, blah, blah. He's clearly a law enforcement officer. He interacts with uniformed personnel. interacts with agents in the crowd. He passes out weapons, sledgehammers, poles, mace. Some of those things come in contact with some of the other protesters who have subsequently been charged with possessing dangerous weapons and are using dangerous weapons at the Capitol. This is clearly entrapment. This is clearly the government creating conditions of dangerousness and entrapping members of the crowd to possess weapons and possibly use them for reasons that we cannot comprehend. So this is another character. So they're picking these characters out of the crowd. We had the one guy that got confronted back on his property in the last few weeks, Mr. Epps. And so this is another guy. And there's a bunch of these guys. That's how they run these things. And unfortunately, the simpletons, the emotional people, they get sucked into some of this stuff and they don't realize the traps that the usual suspects like to drop on, you know, unsuspecting people that get brought to these organized events that are full of vipers. And I just looked up Mr. Gizzy. So he's born October 1st, 1955. And he received a Bachelor of Arts in Political Science from Fairfield University in Fairfield, Connecticut, which is affiliated with the Roman Catholic Association of Jesuit Colleges and Universities. Isn't that easy how I can just pop these guys? Interesting. Let's go into all these stillbirths, okay? This is up in Ontario in Canada in the parliament. And listen to what the guy's saying, one of the members of parliament up there. But also listen to the hissing and the little yells from the crowd. They do this in these countries in Australia. They do it in Britain, the House of Commons. They're doing it up there. To where a lawmaker, a member of parliament is speaking, and then they just start poo-pooing this individual just because he's saying things against the sicko narrative. Let's go ahead and roll clip 8, Mr. Producer. Ontario Parliament. Hopefully that kicks in. It's on BitChute, so sometimes those... Take it.
Member for Chatham Kent Leamington.
Thanks, Speaker. My question is to the Minister of Health. Late last year, my daughter was expecting her first child. Initially, doctors had recommended against expecting women getting vaccinated. As any dad should do, I told her not to get the vaccine, and she complied. Thankfully, on Valentine's Day, she gave birth to a healthy baby girl, Shiloh. I shed tears of joy. But a few months later, doctors said it was okay to get the vaccine while pregnant. What testing had been done to ensure the safety of both the mother and their unborn baby? But now, Minister, I shed tears of sorrow. In the Waterloo area, 86 stillbirths have occurred from January to July, and normally it's roughly one stillbirth every 2 months. But here's the kicker. Mothers of stillbirth babies were fully vaccinated, and you've clearly said on numerous occasions that the vaccines are safe. So, question. Minister, what do you say to the doctors who told expecting women it was okay to get fully vaccinated, and what should they tell the mothers who deliver a stillborn baby?
Thank you very much, Speaker. And first, congratulations to you for the birth of your grandchild. That is wonderful news, but it is also safe. It has been tested. We are recommending that women who are pregnant do receive the vaccine for the protection of themselves, protection of their baby as well. And that is has been proven. It has been accepted by the Health Canada, by the World Health Organization,
you can
by
stop
the
it,
FDA.
Mr. Producer. Do you see how this guy's talking about they averaged one, and there was 86, and this demon spokesperson gets up there, it's been proven safe, yeah, yeah, yeah. And did you hear it was almost like a demonic, there's something going on in these circles, these political circles, to where it's either they know how far that they've pushed this thing and how on the hook they are for mass murder, or they're so arrogant and so evil that they feel anybody says anything outside of their little freaking cocoon, out of their little echo chamber, that they need to be shouted down. They need to be demonized. Now, I don't know if any of you guys have been kind of looking at some of the videos floating around, like on BitChute and other places, about the priests and the monks and exorcists talking about, while they're doing exorcists, let's say the exorcists, we'll take them first, that they're doing these exorcisms. And, you know, when you look at guys like back in the day, like Bob Larson and others that would do these kind of quick exorcisms on like Christian TV, and people look really with, you know, looking at this stuff like, come on, man. And some of these, you know, it's just so hard to determine sometimes when you're looking at these so-called exorcisms, whether it's acting or not, and whether it's some kind of mentally ill person or what. But the to boil it down, the content is that these demons that the person, the exorcist is talking to, are saying that the people that take the jab are going to go to hell, and there's black magic in the jabs, and sorcery and witchcraft and all these different things. And unless they repent type thing, they took this stuff, that it does something to their soul. So we've seen these testimonies allegedly coming from Orthodox and other denominations, kind of priests and monks, saying when they took the shot that it made them feel like they had lost their mooring to God. Like felt, and then some of them said after a while it felt like it came back. And then, you know, others say they felt like they lost their soul, and so forth and so on. So there's a lot of this floating around. It's kind of interesting to kind of watch. And somebody that is not vaxxed, I just bought a shirt from, I think it was Libertarian Country or something. It says, I identify as vaccinated. So I got one of them on the way, just for the hell of it. But, you know, so they're all talking. You're seeing a lot of this so-called testimony. You know, you got to take this stuff online with a grain of salt. You can't necessarily say, okay, blah, 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 this is true or not. But people claiming with when they get these shots, it somehow kind of cuts the cord between them and the spiritual, the supernatural, spiritual side. You know, and I've already talked about this with the Pentagon, with all the little applications that they, over the last 10, 20 years, if you've listened to, you know, alternative radio, talking about getting rid of the, you know, getting rid of the God kind of connection with the soldiers and all those other things that I've been talking about the last few weeks. Let's, Mr. Producer, get clip two ready. Now, this is Dr. Zelenko, okay? And we know this guy's an Orthodox Jew, and he's making his rounds on all the different platforms, the Z-Stack protocol and all this stuff. And you know, think what you want, and you know everybody's going to have their opinion, but it's interesting because this Orthodox Jew is sitting here talking about the Christian Mark of the Beast, and I found that kind of interesting. So I'm gonna play it. He's being interviewed. I think it's by Alex Jones. I can't remember. I think it is. But let's go ahead and roll clip two.
Yeah, I feel that we're in the end game of creation. That we're on the verge of a messianic transformation. And the reason why I say that is that this Goliath of evil, which has taken root, is really naturally almost impossible to overcome. We need divine intervention to realize that what is really going on, that this is it's not a cliche. This is good versus evil. They have an absolute hatred for the human race. They have absolute hatred for God. They have absolute hatred for the fact that we're made in the image of God. Educate your children to be prepared for the war ahead, because we are in a war. This is World War III. This is the sociopathic, corrupt oligarchs and governments warring against God consciousness. They want to enslave humanity. You know, there's a patent. Everyone knows this patent, but I'd like to read it again. It's a patent number, U.S. patent 11107588. 11107588. It is a patent that describes 50 pages of nanotechnology engineering of what already exists in these vaccines that enables the measurement of your internal physiological data, like your temperature and heart rate, let's say, and then transmit that with your location to a third party. What we're witnessing, and then Microsoft owns another patent that links biometric data to the ability to use cryptocurrency. In other words, this is the mark of the beast, according to the Christian faith. This is the ability to, your ability to do commerce, your ability in the future to be able to feed your family will be dependent on your enslavement to a matrix or grid where your, not only your location will be known all the time, 24/7, but also your internal temperament. Because if I can measure your temperature and your heart rate, I can then test you, I can show you images, I can give you information and see how you react, like a lie detector test. And think about tyrants in control of that information, how they could vet whether or not you're a supporter of the regime or not. In other words, we're dealing with real Stalin, Hitler on steroids with weapons of mass destruction. And the only reason why it's happening is we're letting it happen. People are walking into the execution chamber willingly, lifting up their arm, getting the lethal injection, saying thank you, leaving, and going to die, some right away, some over time, some their lineage due to infertility, and whoever passes this several waves of assault on humanity will then be linked to a grid where their location and temperament will be known. This is not science fiction. This is not a conspiracy.
All right. You can stop it there. He's come to a very similar conclusion, and the guy's a medical doctor and everything else, that a lot of other people have, that they wouldn't be pushing this thing if it was just something to have to do with health, even if it was just a depopulation weapon. Because the way they're pushing it on kids and all that, I think that they would be extremely hesitant if it was strictly just a depopulation weapon, just to kill everybody quickly or even in a relatively short period of time. I think that they would be too hesitant to do this to young people. And so I think that the main reason they're doing this is jacking everyone into this panopticon, this monitoring, cryptocurrency generating, blah, 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 blah. You know, the central bank digital currency things that looks like it's coming online and so forth and so on. So the media, this is up on Tap Newswire, hardcore vaccine refuseniks may need to be de-radicalized like terrorists and punished. Okay. So this is just the latest in a string of progressively escalating terroristic threats being directed at people who don't want their body violated by Big Pharma. Now, the Big Pharma is a kind of a loaded term, because Big Pharma and big government and big military are all, and of course, big banking are all encapsulated under the umbrella of Big Pharma? Why do you think that there are so many things hidden behind, quote unquote, Big Pharma? Because that's just put out there to push the agenda. Okay, that's for the dummies. Okay, that's pharma. No. This is next level nano bio warfare, panopticon grid surveillance, the whole nine, all rolled up into extreme miniaturization through the shots now. You see, we used to all be worried about the rice, piece of rice sized thing injected under our, you know, in the web of our hand or whatever back in the 90s and the 2000s and so forth. But now, look, it's been miniaturized to the point where this stuff is, it's straight up in the, you know, in the soup. A de-radicalization program like those given to former terrorists or cult members might be the only way to dissuade some hardcore anti-vaxxers from their beliefs, according to one psychology expert. Around 6 million, oh, how do you like that number, eligible people in the UK have not received a single jab a year from the first, a year on from the first COVID vaccination being given in the UK. Professor Stephen Lewandowski, oh, I wonder what his ethnicity is, a chair in cognitive psychology at the University of Bristol, was keen to stress that many of those are likely to be marginalized people who are very difficult to reach for anything and for whom access is likely to be the biggest issue rather than psychological or ideological fear. Sure it is. But for a small section of hardcore refuseniks, he said, it may be difficult to reach them by conventional means because their beliefs are so ingrained. He told the PA news agency, they'll refuse anything. I'm not going to wear a mask. I'm not going to get vaccinated. I don't think climate change is happening. COVID is a hoax. And, you know, Hillary Clinton is actually a reptilian shapeshifter. Well, most of that stuff, that's where I am. Now, whether Hillary's a reptilian shapeshifter or not, I don't know. But she's infested with demonic forces. And so whether you want to say reptilian shapeshifter or not, who knows what a demon does when it lives inside of a husk like Hillary for so many years, or the legion of demons, for they are many. All right, you're getting to people who hold a cluster of very exotic beliefs. Now they're very difficult to reach, etc., etc. So I wanted to play this one, Mr. Producer, if you could get clip 9 ready. Now, this is a caller. I just happened to be listening to Owen Schroyer. He was doing the fourth hour of Jones's program the other day. And this is a whole nother level. Now, last week I talked about lots and different things going on. And I even talked about delayed reaction and everything else. But this really kind of, reinforces the whole delayed reaction, depending on lot number, kind of theory that I was bantering about last week. So let's go ahead and roll clip 9.
I want to remind your listeners of an MIT article that was posted on September 14th, 2017, titled "One Vaccine Injection Could Carry Many Doses." While this technology was actually funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, and in their article they say MIT engineers have invented a 3D fabrication method that can generate a drug-carrying microstructure that could allow multiple doses of a drug or vaccine to be delivered over an extended period of time with just one injection.
So that's like it's like a birth control technology where they put the things in the girl's arms.
It was meant to be for vaccines.
But I'm saying it's like oh, you get this, and oh, I've got my birth control for a year or whatever the length of time is.
Yeah, delay release, and it's supposed to be delay release at a specific time, just like that.
Oh, how convenient! Technology. Oh, it's technology.
Yes, from MIT, funded by Bill and Melinda Gates, and it's supposed to have these little cups that can be put into different structures. And the whole article goes into it. I'd love for it to be read on the air at some time because it is crazy what they have done.
Well, and just to kind of get into you get into this, and it kind of puts it in a different lane to me, too, is technology has advanced so quickly. in really the 20th and 21st century that humans haven't really developed an awareness in response, at least a quick enough awareness in response to the rapid development of new technologies. Well, we're starting to kind of develop that awareness. So we can look back now and see how the internet has hurt us or how cell phones have hurt us. I think we're learning.
Here's what's fascinating. This was just my own kind of contemplation, thinking about all of these various lots and them trying to, as Dr. Chetty from South Africa was talking about, to have plausible deniability and be able to hide their fingerprints on a long-lasting democide. This is what it really is, democide, death by these governments, because they're going along with it. And so think about it. Lot A, it's got this delayed system to where this thing's not even going to be deployed in these people that took Lot A for a year. Okay, so there's people that have had this stuff in them for a year. Maybe these cups that the caller was referencing there are not set to deploy for another couple of months or 6 months or another year. Whereas some of the people got the hot, fast-acting, they died within the first 72 hours. Thousands of people have died within the first 72 hours of getting the thing. Then a bunch of people have died within the first 2 weeks. And remember, they were saying that they wouldn't even consider you vaccinated until 2 weeks later. And so all the casualties, all the adverse events, all that stuff, we can't count that, you see, because you're not 2 weeks in. You're 13 days in and you drop dead. But it wasn't from the vaccine because we're not considering you vaccinated. You see how that works? And so this opens up a whole nother possibility of time bombs that are sitting in our loved ones and our friends and colleagues and so forth. Hey, I feel fine. I took this thing a year ago. Well, guess what? When the clock ticks on your little, you know, time release in 3 months from now, who knows what's going to happen to you? I mean, it's so crazy to think about all of the possibilities that are out there. That if they were working on this operation for this many years, think about lockstep. What is that, 2011 that came out? So you're talking 8 years from lockstep. But who's to say there weren't, you know, they weren't working on it even before then? Just think about 9/11, 2001, how many years that was in preparation. But just think, COVID-19 was 18 years later. 2001, 18 years later, 666, and then you got COVID-19. They could have been planning COVID right when they did 9/11. I mean, it's highly plausible. And so they've had a lot of time to think about all the little evil intricacies of how they were going to cover their tracks through mass genocide, democide, millions dead. All right, we will see you guys on the other side. We'll start to take some calls. 1-800-313-9443 if anybody wants to jump in.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.